Well, the president has signed the Water Resource Reform and Development Act, where it is an important piece of legislation for agriculture. And according to AFBF transportation specialist Andrew Wormsley, this will benefit more than just agriculture.
This water bill is very holistic. It's not just our inland waterways, but it's our ports, which are critical for trade and farmers being able to export their products. Overall, the bill does a lot, both from environmental streamlining to project approvals of allocating funding where it should be going in regards to the importance of our inland waterways and our ports.
Wormsley says the U.S. has been blessed with an inland water system that allows for shipments of bulk commodities in a cost-effective way, and we have to keep that up to date.
You look at locks and dams in this country, some were built back in the 20s, and so it's time to make sure that we put our priorities in the right place when we have a system that is so beneficial.
And when we talk about the FFA, we always stress that it really does enhance a young person's personal growth and career development. Ben Kenshew from the Plymouth FFA certainly agreed. He was the winner of the Diversified Ag Production Placement SAE Award. Really taught him some responsibility.
This has enhanced it greatly. It teaches you how to keep track of records. It teaches you responsibility. You got to be out on the farm every day of the week, taking care of all the animals. They don't wait for you. You know, they're there. They need to be taken care of.
And for Steve Salzman, who won the state Diversified Livestock SAE, he said it's really helped him set his goal for what he wants to do later in life.
It's grown to help me become more involved in the agricultural area, get me more interested in farming. I actually graduated from high school last year. I am currently attending Mid-State Technical College, where I'll be planning on, after North College this coming year, planning on taking over my parents' farm in a few years and keep on farming and like to get into the custom harvesting business.
Career development, personal growth, and premier leadership. That's what the FFA is all about as they celebrate their 85th annual convention in Madison. Well, really nothing to celebrate on the dairy scene as block cheese remained unchanged at $2.06 a pound. Barrels lose a quarter to $1.97, and your AA butter is at $2.21. As far as your Class 3 prices, well, June now is at $21.28 after losing 2 cents. July, that dropped 6 cents to $20.71. August, though, is up to $20.49. September gained 6 cents to $20.45. Board of Trade, July corn, they were off 5.5 cents at $4.45.5 per bushel. September declined 6 and a quarter to $4.41.25. Beans are higher. July gains 5.5 cents to $14.62.5 per bushel. September up 3.25 to $12.70.25. While July wheat, that is off 11.25 at $6.01.25 per bushel. Livestock, slaughter cows, cutting utilities steady, 95 to 114. Most of the slaughter cows, 80 to 94, with slaughter bulls at 98 to 124. Your replacement bull calves, 225 to 365. Heifer calves, 150 to 275. Fed cattle steady. Choice beef steers and heifers, 128 to 145. Holstein steers, 112 to 129. With the barrels and gilts at 85 and down. Feeder lambs top at 175. And market lambs, again, top at 155. And that does top off your agricultural report. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU.